Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, another Nebraska head coach is dealing with a robbery issue. A man is under arrest after allegedly stealing the vehicle belonging to UNL volleyball head coach John Cook. They say that Cook's Lexus SUV had been taken from the Devaney Sports Center late last month, and it was reported stolen Monday. The stolen vehicle was recovered. 38-year-old suspect was taken into custody. But this is the second in the athletic department. I mean, it was head coach.
Come on, man.
Scott Frost, whose house got broken into.
Quit robbing from our coaches. You know what, though? John Cook, that head coach, he just lets it roll off his back. He's so laid back. Probably happy that the team is preseason ranked number two.
Yes.
Maybe he's mad. Maybe he wanted him to be number one.
But
preseason volleyball, John Cook's Huskers are ranked number two. The Creighton Lady Jays, 13th.
Not bad.
You know, the good thing about being number two is it gives that team something to work hard for, and that's become a number one.
Seems weird when you say it, when you say the good thing about number two.
That's the only good thing about number two. Number one
is that you ate your fiber supplements.
Yeah.
Creighton plays Nebraska August 24th.
All right.
August 24th in Omaha. Get your tickets.
No kidding. The
The season opener is August 24th. Sorry.
Okay.
Season opener is August 24th.
So, Big Ten teams. I mean, Stanford was ranked number one. So, they must have a solid squad going into this year.
Maybe.
Nebraska's got their fifth national championship. They're the defending national champions going into this season.
It's an embarrassment of riches, right?
Yes,
we take it for granted around here.
No, we should have parades. You know what? When Huskers got their championship, we stormed the fields. We stormed the roads.
I mean, until Scott Frost can claw this Husker program back, football, I mean, the ranking studs at that university are lady volleyball players.
They are.
And we don't have a problem with it.
Mm-mm.
And NFL preseason ramps up tonight. 12 games are on the schedule. So a lot of them, being televised.
If you're watching, Hard Knocks... Which we all are. We're all one episode into Hard Knocks.
You know what's awesome?
We got to be paying attention tonight because we've got the Browns at Giants.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be good.
We can see a quarterback battle, that receiver, all the little characters.
I'll tell you
The coach is dealing with a broken heart. He recently lost his brother and his mom.
Yeah. Sister mom. He lost two people real quick. It was really...
Lost his mom and his brother.
Yeah, it was really
it's
a hard episode.
His sister who's still alive, where they were on the phone and...
Okay, that's
right. He goes, it's just us left. I mean, that resonated.
That's a heartache.
A family member, imagine, I couldn't help thinking that. Like, he goes, the sister, just me and you.
That show's frustrated me. I watched it again yesterday, right? I've watched it twice in 2 days.
HBO Hard Knocks.
Yeah, Hard Knocks. And you know what? They didn't have the Browns. It's focused on the Browns, as Jeff said. They had an awful season last year. And you know,
they didn't win a game.
I'm seeing it all. Guys.
They lost every single game.
They had to fire all those guys. It's such jerks. They just don't have no passion or no heart in what they do.
So, Molly, this head coach is really
mad.
He's really stoic.
Okay.
Like he's trying to deal with the loss in his family. He's like, look, we got bigger fish to fry. And everybody keeps coming up to him. You could tell that deal. It's tough when you lose somebody because everyone just keeps going, I'm so sorry. And he doesn't want to deal with it.
Uh-huh.
And then all of his, a bunch of the coaches and the owner all come in and they're like, come on, group hug. And he starts crying.
Yeah.
Oh,
very emotional.
Like they felt like they needed to push it out of him.
Yeah.
Like we got to get, they're like, you got to let go a little bit.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the dam breaks and he's just bawling.
God, have you ever been there where you've held it all in for so long? That's nightly.
I can't do a handstand. When was the last time you had a good cry?
Oh, my Lord. Rocky, that was an uncontrollable cat cry.
You haven't had a cry since your cat died?
Oh, I have had tears. I've had tears, Jeff, for no reason. I'm just a mess.
Well, no, I mean, we know you get wispy at television.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's just wispy.
But
I'm
like
saying,
a real good, like...
Yeah, just like a...
Like a... you're stuffed up. I mean, it's just, you're a mess.
I'd be pretty healthy. We don't do it enough. Ladies do it, what, like once a week?
No.
I had a buddy.
I can't even tell you the last time
Molly
I cried.
Molly doesn't cry. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I can't God, tell you the last time. Honestly, I cannot tell you the last time I cried.
I had a friend leave.
Trying to think.
Yeah, it's
year.
Party's goal every day.
The cry. The cry, looking in the mirror naked. Mm-hmm. No, I had a good cry. I had a buddy that passed away this year, and it was by myself, so it was kind of nice. It was like, I just felt bad for him and his family. Kids and everything like that.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're not crying at a funeral, I mean, I guess the last time I had like a cry was, I mean, my aunt passed away back in December. I mean, that was, but I mean, other than that, like just life stuff, like, no.
You're not hitting the ground and saying, take me. Instead.
I'm just talking about the healing. The healing
properties. Right, the healing properties.
A good cry.
A good cry.
I can cry now. Do. You want me to cry? I'll cry hard.
I don't want to. I've seen enough of you this
You'd have
week.
To hug me. Console me, Jeff.
Well, that was the deal. It took the human touch, Molly.
Yes.
The coach was behind the desk, and they go, "Come on, get up. We gotta do it." And it was four men, and the sound of the back slapping, because that's how uncomfortable men are. It's just slapping.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
We're good here. We're all good. We're all, you know, come on. And they were all slapping each other, and then the guy, the coach, goes and sits back down, and boom,
Niagara Falls.
Oh. So tonight, football. Yeah. If you want to jump on a bandwagon team, that's a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the Browns, but yeah, 12 preseason.
That voiceover guy, that Liev Schreiber, is the most amazing voiceover guy ever. He's the guy that says all the cool stuff.
I'd love to have him voice over my day. Wouldn't that be
great? It's not just his voice. It's very well written.
Yeah.
Molly doesn't speak a lot, but they'll give him occasionally, like he puts a little bookend to the story. And I think that guy's got to be the greatest documentary voiceover guy right now. He's the actor, Liev Schreiber.
Yeah. That show, I know you don't have HBO, Molly.
I do.
Oh, you do have HBO. Oh, God, you should be watching this.
I can't believe your husband's not watching.
He may be watching it.
It has completely changed Wylene's view on football and everything like that.
Because it's made it like a soap opera. It's made it like a Real Housewives.
Yeah,
but I mean, like, you care about the people. Like, it's not about the sport.
And you
you're
get
invested
the sport.
In the human.
But you also get the sport more, you know. And, you know, if you don't get
the... watch, but the crying, the
crying
emotion.
Does. Yeah.
I think there's two shows to watch right now if you're a football fan. You watch Last Chance University, which me and Party have just come off of watching the new season. And then when you bookend that with real sports.
Yeah.
On the level of pros, it's crazy because you see both ends of the spectrum of the guys that never will make it or were on the edge and didn't, and the guys that did, and how close they are.
Oh, yeah.
The millionaire guy and the guy that never made it are on a razor's edge of what makes or breaks that career. A lot of it is attitude.
Oh, yeah. Attitude.
Work ethic.
It's all work ethic, but the money thing is even more incredible because... these people are coming in with so much money. It's insane.
So you also see what players are good at. You can tell that now the modern day athlete, if you're a pro, your agent or other people tell you to stand up in a room and give speeches because all coaches are looking for a leader and a man.
Yeah.
Some guys, it's contrived.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell they're trying to stand up, and they go on and on and no one's listening. And then other guys are natural at getting up and getting the ear of the room.
They're natural.
I thought that stuff was interesting. So the one kid stood up, this is for the Cleveland Browns, and stood up in the middle of a meeting and said, "I want every guy in this room to go home and write down on a piece of paper why you still play football. And then I want you to put that on the ceiling or the wall, and that is your motivation for the rest of the season." Now, to say that, that could bounce, that could land flat.
Yeah.
And it worked.
It does.
The guy stood up and goes, "I want everyone in this room to write down why you play football." And it showed that all the guys did. They went home, and most of them wrote family.
Yeah.
That's why they still play the game.
Really?
Yeah.
For their families.
Yeah, because a lot of these players, they come from broken families and stuff. So here's the deal. Watch Hard Knocks. Watch Last Chance
on HBO. Last
Chance
is on Netflix.
Yeah, and then back that up with a Notebook. You're good.
Notebook just for a little bit of balance.
Yeah.
You know, if you haven't cried from those two, you'll get a nice cry when she goes, "Why didn't you write me?"
And he goes,
"I wrote you every day."
Niagara Falls. You did? He did write her every day? Where'd the letters go? Oh, her parents were pulling them? How dare they?
You know a lot about this.
We all saw the notebook.
Come on. Molly doesn't cry.
Right, what else is there? No, you can't.
If you want to get a better health, mental health, it could all start at the gym. So it's not just about the good cry. Exercising around 45 minutes, 3 to 5 times a week was associated with the biggest benefits. So this is coming from a psychiatry journal, and they said it includes all types of physical activity. It doesn't matter. It doesn't necessarily mean, like, you know, pumping iron or running, childcare, housework, lawn mowing, getting out on the bike, and then, of course,
just
like going to the
physical.
Gym.
And we get it's why you ladies are always running and exercising. It's because you're crazy. But it tamps down the crazy. Yeah. Most doctors will tell you, let's say you've got mental issues, and if they can't prescribe you medicine, you know, the best alternative to taking a pill is working out.
Yeah, work
those
muscles out.
It's number one for mental health.
The lower back is going to be the important thing. Hump a pillow.
Wow.
What?
I'm kidding.
What the hell are you talking about?
No, you're not. Saying hump a pillow, that counts as apparently exercising.
I thought he said prop a pillow. What did you just say?
Hump? I said whatever you guys wanted me to say.
Said hump a pillow.
Scientists say humping a pillow is best for mental health. Especially when it's the showroom at Bed Bath & Beyond.
I don't want to say shame, but I was called out a little bit out in the public yesterday. Someone, random person, walked up to me, apparently saw the video of me trying to do a handstand, and he goes, "Party." And I'm like, "Huh?" He goes, "Come on, man. You couldn't do a handstand."
And it really was a stranger or a friend that you had forgot that you knew?
Complete stranger. But I wouldn't put it past me to say it was a friend that I forgot that I knew.
Right.
But it was a stranger. Yeah.
Hey, Mike, I'm your dad.
Yeah.
I don't know you.
Hey, friend. Thanks for being a listener. People like you really make this count.
Well, I'm your dad, so.
You know, how about that? We'd love to see you at dinner sometime. Your mom's been asking about you.
My mom's.
And so this stranger said...
Yeah, he said, come on, what was that? And you know what, it was funny, because I felt
think
myself...
I think that stranger speaks for a lot of us.
Yeah, well...
Come on, man.
No. Mm. Dude, there's a lot of people that it won't even attempt to do it.
To do a handstand.
Because, I mean, come on. You as a youth, did all that stuff, you know, in gymnastics. So it's kind of natural for you. But for
30 years ago.
Yeah, but still, you know how to do it. I mean, those things, it's like riding a bike. But when you've never really done it before, it's kind of scary on some end, you know. It was just a little bit of I was a little embarrassed.
I think we could do a new standard, and it's proof of impending death. Inability to attempt a handstand.
I don't know what my fear was. That I just could not kick it up. I do not know what the fear is.
Just a falling the wall, your head, an arm breaking. I mean, trust me, there's a laundry list.
Yeah, but the idea of an arm breaking seems a little far-fetched, you know, in the end. I don't know what could happen, but yeah, the wall, you know, I don't know what it is. But yeah, I've had messages and everything, and, people wanting to help me. Maybe that's a sign. They want to help me.
Hey,
he needs a handstand trainer. It's like the lowest echelon of fitness trainers.
Is it?
I'm trying to get him to do a handstand.
Man,
we could be out of here in 10 minutes. Or maybe this is an 8-week program. I don't know how
how badly pathetic. Out of shape he is.
I don't know what the level of pathetic.
Well, I was
my client is.
I was going to work on it last night, but you know what happened? You know what got in the way? Can you guess?
Booze.
Your significant other telling you, please don't do this at home. I don't want to have to take you to the hospital.
I told her she had to do it too, but what got in the way was lazy.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
How many things did lazy get in the way of yesterday?
Everything, you know.
Oh, that's just like an everyday thing.
I'm looking at getting shoes with wheels. Why walk?
They exist. I've seen the kids with them at the airports. Man, oh man.
They work. Yes, they do.
They're really annoying. So
I plan on working on it, hopefully. It sounds ridiculous.
I thought I could get my husband to spot me last night.
Oh, you asked him? Okay.
I did.
All right.
I waited till he got home. One of my fears for doing it yesterday was I'm home alone.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
See?
Home alone. You need, what do you need, a medic alert bracelet? People listening, we're not that old.
No, we're not.
No, it's not
we're like
that.
In our 30s.
It's not that. It's not that. It's not about old. I've never really been able to do a handstand.
You're like, listening to the senior channel.
Stop
on XFM Radio.
Never had good upper body strength. As I said yesterday, I have like Slenderman arms. They're not meant to like hold me upright. Like they do things like glasses of wine or whatever. So I was afraid. So last night Peter came home and he'd been seeing all of the videos. And I said, well, yeah, I've got to try. He's like, oh yeah, you're not trying. I said, well, I thought I was just waiting until you got home so you could spot me. And he's like, here's the spot. No.
Really?
So he was for real, like, no stinking way. He's like, how are you planning on doing this by yourself today? I said, well, I thought about it, but then, you know, I just thought like if something happens, it's not like the cat can call.
Okay.
It became like the sad thing, like cat lady day of just if I fell and concussed myself or
so you really there was
neck.
No attempt. Did you get down?
I did. I got down and I got down and I was like doing the, but I had the same reaction that Party had, like coming at the wall where you're like, the wall's close. It's too far. Like it would have been the same. Except just with dark hair.
Okay. All right. Now I don't feel so bad. Two out of three.
I mean, Party, you've gone skydiving before.
I know.
You had to jump out of an airplane. You had to jump
down mountains.
Out of an airplane.
I've done so many fun, exciting things.
This was the whole, can I attempt the handstand?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jeff, I'll tell you, it makes
you
feel old.
And he said today that he hurt his shoulder.
My shoulder feels all weird and a little bit weird. Like
now, people watch the videos. I think you hurt the shoulder on the first attempt.
I think so.
Which wasn't an attempt.
No.
All you did was just lean over.
I think so.
And he threw his shoulder out.
Oh, my shoulder.
That's what I feel. I feel like I injured my shoulder somewhat. So I got to give it a couple days. And then I'll get back on it. But I'm telling you, it sounds so stupid. People listening, I'm sure you're like, yeah, you're so dumb. That is my goals, people. Goals.
Hashtag goals. Everybody's got them.
I got to get past the fear of doing it. I don't know why. It's just so stupid. It's so dumb that I have a problem with it. But you know what? I'll get there. With your guys' support.
With our support, a.k.a. ridicule.
We are out of shape.
Yes, totally out of shape.
I mean, believe
it is.
I'm going on a hiking tour of the south of Ireland a week from today.
Yeah.
You're going to have a great time.
And I originally thought, though, that I'm like, maybe I should cross train.
Uh-huh.
Like, do anything. And no.
No, you don't.
Didn't do anything. I'm like, well, it'll be fun. It'll be neat. It's not that intense of a hike, but man.
No.
I was looking at the YouTube videos of just the hike up the Star Wars Island.
That's 600 steps.
The Skellig Island.
Yeah.
Yes, those things are unbelievable.
600 steps.
Of the people walking up it?
600.
There's like no guide rail.
No.
I was getting vertigo just watching this guy's GoPro video as he gets to the top of the mountain. I'm like, I'm going to be smoked. There's no way I'm making it up that mountain.
They're going to leave you up there.
And there's no toilets on the island.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh.
So it's an hour and a half boat ride.
Okay.
To the island.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
And then you're on the island for like 6 hours and then an hour boat ride back. And there's that's the one thing that freaks out a lot of people. They're like, there's no toilets. So nobody drinks any water or eats any food all day.
Oh.
That was the one thing that Peter was warning me about. I told him about your trip. And that was the one thing is that he said, you know, be careful because sometimes you don't get to go to the island. So
what do you mean?
Might, because the weather.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can't control weather. That's the thing that there's no guarantee. If the seas are awful, you don't go.
But eat a poop bag.
The deal is I was debating yesterday. I'm like, should I wear a diaper?
Gross.
You know what?
There'll be no one there to judge. Like, no one would know.
except for the sound.
The squishy.
I would actually consider. I would consider. Yeah.
So there's a new low.
There's that.
I'm the type of guy that I'll break that law.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we're men. We can go anywhere.
Yes.
So they tell you there's no bathroom. I'm like, well, yeah, I'll just go take a leak.
You tell us number two. That's a different game.
Right.
That is a
Channel 94.1. Welcome, everybody. Wow. Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only.
Well, the Oscars, in an attempt to get more people to watch, have added a brand new category for this upcoming Oscar season. It's called the Outstanding Achievement in Popular Film, a.k.a. the Popcorn Oscar. All those movies that get butts in seats and tell that people spend bagillions of dollars box office-wise, but not necessarily like the art house films that the Oscars usually honor. This is their chance. So the Outstanding Achievement in Popular Film will be added starting in 2019, as will the fact that they will be trimming down the Oscars to just 3 hours. So not all the awards will be presented live on television. Now, while they will be live, it'll be like while we're on commercial break that they're handing out, the gaffer, whatever moment.
God,
so
what movie? I don't even know what's going to get awards this year, because what movie has been good? That's why this award category is popular, because the movie everybody liked was the
Black Panther.
Black Panther. And they're like, well, Black Panther wouldn't win any Oscars, so with this new category, right, it'll be the belle of the ball.
Well,
because
you got Mission Impossible could win this popcorn thing too.
How dare you, sir?
Well, they put butts in seats.
Right? Yeah, I think that some of this talk is that Mission Impossible, Fallout would be nominated, Black Panther, Avengers Infinity War. What? They mentioned even Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. I was like, no.
Wow.
But apparently,
it shows the state of films.
Yeah.
Like, those are the movies people go to. Mm-hmm. I think they got to start letting Netflix stuff get nominated, or there's going to be Idiocracy moment of Tom Cruise.
I would agree with that.
Accepting his Oscar for Best Actor.
We've seen quite a bit of movies that were on Netflix and not Apple but Amazon that have been pretty good that never made it to the big screen.
I haven't seen any movies that I thought were really good. I've seen shows that I thought were really good.
That's what I'm saying.
But the movies that I've seen on Netflix, those are usually the ones that they've passed on. Like, go ahead and stream it.
Will Smith all day long.
Oh, my God. That thing got so panned. Rotten Tomatoes gave it, like, negative tomatoes if it could.
Well, I'm trying.
I know. I know that you really liked it. And they are making a sequel, so you're not alone. But
Player One. Will that make it? I don't know.
I don't think Ready Player One will be nominated for the Outstanding. Anything. I think it'll probably get nominated for special effects. But most of these, the big blockbusters, that's the thing. They win Oscars, but they win Oscars for things like sound editing and mixing or special effects or all that kind of stuff.
Oh, we heard you running down the sound editing earlier today. Mm-hmm. Sound guy, Jeff.
What?
Yeah, Jeff.
No. But when poor sound guy Jeff goes to get his award, yes, they're probably going to be airing that during the commercial breaks. That was one of the things they talked about.
Those technical people, they only have one opportunity a year to be recognized.
And this is it.
And we bury him during commercial breaks or before the show airs, right?
I suppose all the industry people are still in the room, so they're still getting that moment. I
think that what's ruined the Oscars is trying to get ratings. It's supposed to be an awards ceremony based on movies that actually happened.
You know,
it's not supposed to be a ratings getter. And when you're changing the parameters just so people will watch it,
you're right.
It's like, why don't you make better movies?
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Why are they going for ratings?
Because everybody shows their shows now. I mean, who wants to watch the Tonys and the Tonys get primetime airing? I mean, it's such a niche thing. It's Broadway theater.
But
and
you remember
yet that gets
national
headlines.
What happened at the last Tonys? De Niro got up there and said, blank Trump.
That's right.
Remember, that's all he said.
Yeah, and everyone was
pissed. Everybody stood up and gave him a standing ovation.
Well, in the beginning. Fish in a barrel. You're in a New York theater.
Right. But people after the fact said, regardless of if you thought that was awesome and don't like the president, He never gave props to the people he was supposed to. He was supposed to announce an award.
Yeah, but thank you.
There were writers and directors in the audience that were going to finally get recognition, and they didn't because now we swallow all the oxygen with political statements.
Yeah.
Where it's supposed to be honoring
awards. It's their moment. The moment.
Someday win the award for greatest morning show.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're in the crowd like, oh my God, is it us or Todd and Tyler? And somebody gets up and gives a political speech. And doesn't even mention your name. Oh, you'll be fuming.
Oh, I'll be very angry.
You're like, I will destroy them.
Oh, I will. I will go on that microphone and I will scream.
For so greatest bad. Handstand. And I'll be like, this is my moment. Someone will get up and give a political speech.
Like, come on.
Danny, that was my moment.
Brad Pitt is firing back at Angelina Jolie's camp. Earlier this week, the legal team for Jolie had filed a court motion saying that Brad hadn't given a, quote, meaningful child support payment. And he's like, really? Well, apparently he loaned Angelina $8 million to help her buy the house that she currently lives in with their six children. And he's paid over $1.3 million in bills for the benefit of their children in the last 18 months.
How old are those kids?
Between the ages of like 10 and 16. Like, I think Maddox is 16 now, 16 or 17.
Get out there working, man. Get out there and start working.
So Jolie's lawyers were arguing that a loan is not child support. And they're like, well, yeah, but you didn't get your house without him helping. So it's going to get ugly. Carrie Underwood is coming to Nebraska. She will be playing at the Pinnacle Bank Arena in June. She made the announcement yesterday. It was a double announcement. Carrie Underwood is expecting her second child, hence them not starting the tour until next May.
So she does have one. Here we go.
Mike and Isaiah and I are absolutely over the moon and excited to be adding another little fish to our pond.
Oh, little fishy.
So sweet.
Little fish to our pond. I like that.
So sweet. That's a nice
another hockey player, another future hockey player.
It's fun watching her support her man in that in the hockey world.
Think of the great genes those kids have.
They'll be singing and playing hockey at the same time.
Because Mike Fisher's pretty respected in hockey. He's a man.
Yeah.
He's the captain of the team, and he can do everything. He plays defense, scores goals.
Scores Carrie Underwood. He is a man.
So Lance Bass may have lost out on having the Brady Bunch home for his very own, but HGTV, who did make the winning bid, has apparently reached out to the former NSYNC-er to maybe figure out a way that Lance Bass can be a part of the network's Brady Bunch house restoration project.
Well, what was Lance Bass's purpose of buying it? I mean, was there...
Maybe it was just capturing your childhood. Maybe he wanted to live in it. He hasn't really said. I mean, I would assume buying it meant that he was going to...
I think HGTV is maybe looking at an opportunity again to, you know, get viewers or whatever and tie him in there, I guess.
I guess he wanted to buy the house, rebuild the iconic TV set... you know, and that dovetails nicely with what HGTV wants to do because they outbid him on the house.
What was the house doing prior to this?
Somebody lived in it.
Shooting. That was just someone who's just living in it. Nothing crazy.
No, nothing crazy. Somebody lived in it. I mean, it's a real house in Studio City, California. So people just lived there, and it was finally on the market after decades.
Speaking of real houses and housewives.
Yes, we have Denise Richards is the latest name to be joined to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, if that name sounds familiar. She's an actress in her own right, but she's also the ex-wife of Charlie Sheen. So Denise Richards has confirmed that she's in the upcoming 9th season of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's interesting.
She's kind of crazy, Denise Richards.
You'd have to be. You're married to Charlie Sheen. How are you not?
Oh, she's
a little
so pretty,
loco?
Though. Yeah.
I think she was very pretty.
She was very sweet and normal, and he just banged her up.
Okay.
Channel 94.1.
Check this out.
More of what you listen for.
Gets me laughing every morning.
Funny. The music.
What I want.
This is my station.
I never listen to anything else.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.